are order. That roll call show that Mrs. Coon and Mr. Elsadorian are not present. See any public comment? If you've had an opportunity to view the minutes from the December meeting, I'll ask for a motion.
So moved. Second.
Moved. Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Purchase approvals. You've had an opportunity to view those.
Make a motion. We approve.
Second.
Second. Mr. Malone?
Aye.
Mr. Robinson?
Yes.
Mr. McRae?
Yes.
Mr. Apple?
Aye.
I vote aye, so moved. Okay, the coroner's office. Mr. Coroner?
Thank you, Madam Chairman. We have a resolution, I believe. I hope you've got that on the purchase of two new squad cars to replace one side of the fleet.
I don't have a resolution.
Okay. See, I don't know if that area's going to have it.
How you doing?
I did not see it online.
No, I was running the budget for both of these vehicles. It's replacing cars that have over 120,000 miles on. One we're having issues with mechanically, so we're submitting that for your approval today. Thank you so much.
And they are within your capital outlay budget?
Yes, ma'am.
You heard the request from the coroner's office.
What is the request, Gus? I'm sorry.
It's for two new model year 2015 vehicles at a cost of $54,834.
But just straight replacement?
Yes.
Replacement.
I'll make the motion.
There's a motion. You'll have a good second. Would you like to see it?
Yes.
Before you vote?
I'll second the motion.
Second motion. Let the minutes show that Mr. Elsadorian and Mrs. Coon has arrived.
We ain't going to do
it. I have a motion. A motion and a second. Mr. Atwood.
Aye.
Mr. McKay.
Yes.
Yes. Mr. Robinson. Mr. Malone.
Aye.
Mr.
McKay. Yes.
So moved.
No, ma'am. Thank you for your time.
Where is this? Yeah.
Let's see.
I wouldn't do it.
Or in church the other Sunday.
He's
in Boniface.
Yeah. I get around.
On a 5:15 mass, yeah.
Are there any questions from the committee for the coroner's office? No.
I'd like to make a comment, if I may. You probably all read about the presentation that Steve's office does to local schools. They came to Staunton, and it was a very, very informative, and I think a very impactful, if there ever is a way you can impact high school kids. Plus the fact one of our principal's cousin, and he's also the nephew of one of our teachers, died from a heroin overdose, and he was on the chart that they put up on the wall. It was very, very effective. Kelly Rogers was there, and I can't remember the gentleman.
Chris Coyne.
They did a marvelous job. So I recommend, I highly recommend our coroner's office and the state's attorney's office and everyone involved with that, because it had them entranced. It really did. And I mean, if it helps one kid, it was worth the effort. Because we had it's a 2-hour presentation. It took the whole afternoon, and then when our teacher got up in tears talking about her nephew, it really kind of put the icing on the cake. So I thank you for that program that you guys have come up with.
Thank you for your comments. Thank you.
Okay, the sheriff's office, Mr. Conner.
I'll refer to the captain. We have three items on
two, I think.
Okay.
Two items, two resolutions. Here's that. There are copies if you want to take those and pass it out.
Yeah.
The first is for the replacement of 10 2015 Ford Police Interceptors. Through Morrow Brothers Ford through the state contract for a total price of $286,220. Those are replacement vehicles. And we have those in our 2015 capital outlay request.
Yes. Okay, we can bring them both in together.
Okay, and the second will be for a replacement x-ray machine at the courthouse, at the old courthouse. That machine has reached its end of life, and we were informed that they are no longer providing parts and service for the current one. And as you're aware, that does contain some radioactive material, so that fee also includes the disposal of the current old machine. So we don't have to worry about that. And that is through Event Metal Detectors, LLC, out of Ohio, the amount of $30,705.99. That will be paid for out of our fiscal year 2015 court security budget.
You heard the request from the Sheriff's Office. What's your pleasure?
I move to approve.
I have a motion.
Second.
Mr. Adler?
Aye.
Mr. McBride?
Yes.
Ms. Cone?
Aye.
Mr. Robinson?
Yes.
Mr. Malone?
Aye.
So moved. Are there any additional questions for the Sheriff's Office? Did you have anything else other than your report, right?
Yes, that's it.
Okay. Any other comments or questions? No?
Did that motion include the X-ray machine?
Yes. The license investigator.
Yes, Madam Chairman, thank you. Frank Hanfelder is still out. He's had some back surgery and he's still back with us, so I'll be filling in for him. Zero violations reported for the month of December. It was a very quiet month. Mm-hmm. When it comes to liquor license violations, there were zero. Before for consideration, I have 25 amusement licenses and 8 transient licenses as well for your consideration. I've compiled all those into a single document. That way you don't have to sign every single one of these with the exception of 2 that came in on Friday. I have those items for your consideration. I do have a verbal update for the committee. The Prez Cantina, if you recall, their liquor license was forfeited to the Sheriff's Department in November of last year. Still the same owner, but we have new tenants interested in that facility. I met with them personally and discussed their application. They're wanting to do a restaurant. The restaurant's name is Tequila. They have 6 locations around the St. Louis metropolitan area. St. Louis, 2 in Centralia, 1 in Columbia, 1 in Redbud, and 1 in Waterloo. For a restaurant, they have a lot of renovation to do, so they've been working with our department for permitting and all that. So what I expressed to them is they can go for a liquor license. Given the nature of the Prez Cantina, I advise them to wait a month or two, list an inspection, and see that it is indeed a full-time restaurant in there before they apply for it. It's a good faith effort to show us that this will be different from the Prez Cantina, given the amount of problems that we had down there. So I'll be continuing to monitor that and give the committee updates as I get them.
They're not related to the
Not related. Owner. The owner is still the same, but different applicants, or excuse me, different tenants. And so.
Thank you. You mean the owner of the building? Don't you mean?
No, the owner is just leasing the building to the owner of the tequila restaurant franchise. It's from the San Luis area.
Okay.
Also, Mr. Jackson, and the committee, you know, at the last meeting, the question was posed about the number of violations that an establishment can receive. He did send us a reply. I don't know if everyone received it.
Yeah, so I thank Derek for that.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Question on the issue with the noise we had last month.
That's the one we're talking about.
Okay, that's what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's the one we're talking about.
So there is no nominal trigger as far as the amount of complaints that we get. Basically, it's something we monitor, and at any point, either someone from the public, the sheriff's department, state's attorney, or a member of this committee, I can forward something to the Liquor Commission and to start the hearing process if they do continue to
And refresh my memory, was it just the same person that was complaining?
I'm not verified. I believe it was several accounts. I don't think it was 9 individual accounts, but my understanding is the adjacent property owner to the south was the majority of those.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
We do have a request here. May I have a motion for approval of the amusement and lodging licenses?
So moved.
It's been moved. Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Are there any additional questions? We have one more. We have a license. Would you like to address it?
We have a new liquor license. It's in the property. It's formerly the Beacon Inn out at the Holiday Shores Clubhouse. It's now going to be doing business as the Lake House. They've been through the application process. Been through the zoning process with Derek, and everything was acceptable, so I have their...
Where's that at?
It's in Holiday Shores.
Okay.
It used to be the Beacon Inn.
That's not
Wigley.
Wigley's is in the lake.
This is the one that's right on the lake.
Okay. It's kind of their clubhouse.
Kind of like their private
clubhouse. Yeah.
It's a nice place.
Did Gilligan's ever get theirs in?
They did. They came in on December 29th.
Paperwork. Yeah. Oh, that was the one that we gave you.
That was the one
to
that,
go on.
Okay. Yes, so they did show up.
Okay, good. You've requested for this application to be approved. What's your pleasure?
So moved.
Smooth.
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. Are there any additional questions for the license investigator's office? If not, emergency management.
Madam Chairman, we have one resolution that is also for the purchase of a new vehicle to replace our 2006 Expedition.
And it is within your budget.
Correct.
And it's in the amount of $28,796. May I have a motion for approval?
Second.
Mr. Adler?
Aye.
Mr. McRae?
Yes.
Ms. Coon?
Yes.
Mr. Essendor?
Aye.
Mr. Robinson?
Yes.
And Mr. Milan?
Aye.
So moved. Do you have anything additional today?
Nothing else.
Thank you. Are you excited for all your equipment to that vehicle? Is it all compatible?
The only option we really picked up on that Expedition was a towing package so that we can tow the generators with it, too.
I do have a report here to submit for 11 amusement licenses, and I ask that it be presented to the full board for approval.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Do we have any new business to come before this committee today? No new business? No further questions or comments? I'll ask for a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Been moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.